Were you surprised Andy didn't come back?
Well, I mean, no, I'm not surprised because, I mean, we are going to make that decision sooner or later. You know, and he felt like it was time to stay home. You know, he made that decision. So we have to respect that decision and move on. What is that, George?
Decision get tougher for you every year?
Well, yeah. I mean, it comes to the time that, again, you know, it's family, you know, wife, kids, especially when you have boys. You know, it gets a little harder and harder. So, I mean, again, we just have to find a way to work it out and have that balance.
Andy said one of the hardest things was getting ready to pack the suitcase and knowing he was leaving. I mean, do you find that? Yesterday you were getting ready to leave. I mean, do you find
it's
that?
Hard. It's hard. You know, one of my kids was, the little one, was attached to my hips, you know, crying, and it's hard. You know, a lot of people don't see that part of the game. You have to leave your family and even though you're going to see them, but that disattach from your family is just hard.
So what makes you decide?
Seven, eight.
Boy?
Hey, boy. Yeah. It's still.
So what makes you decide that, you know, Andy decided he didn't want to go through that anymore? What makes you decide you want to?
Well, I mean, just the love, the passion. I still have the love and the passion for the game, you know, and I believe that I can do it one more time, and God willing, give me the strength, and we see what happens during the year.
Well, could you ever see yourself walking away the way Andy did when he knew he could still pitch, you know, but other considerations kept him out?
Of course. It's you know, it's baseball is not everything. You know, that's what we do, yeah, but it's still life after baseball. And yeah, it will come the time when you have to make a decision, even though that you still have the ability to play. But that comes within yourself. You don't feel it in your heart. You don't feel it in yourself no more. And that's time to say goodbye, because, I mean, why are you going to do it if you don't have the desire to do it? So, I mean, that's why I thank God for Andy, and I respect him, because he just didn't have the desire to do it no more.
When will you know? What will tell you that it's time?
I don't know, because I haven't been in that situation. You know, I had to ask some guys, but I'm sure, you will not. You will lose the passion, I guess. You will love this touch, this sensitive, to be in the game, to be in the ballpark every day. I think you will lose that.
Is the passion and love that you mentioned as strong now as it was 15 years ago?
Well, it's always the same, you know. It's always there. It's always there. I mean, I believe it's one you lose that is not there. I think it's one of the things we need to answer that question to, just to recognize that, okay, it's time to go, you know. I would say that if that's my answer, that would be that.
Even after five rings.
Some
might suggest, what more do you need?
Yeah, you know,
what
I mean, like
need
I said.
To accomplish?
Yeah, I know. Well, I mean, like I said, I'm always one to win. It didn't matter if I had 10 rings, 15 rings. I will want the 16th one, or the 11th one, or the 6th. You know what I mean? But again, it's all everything comes to how you feel and how you feel in your heart. You still have the passion, or you don't have the passion.
Do you think maybe your body might be?
Well, that's another thing that you have to pay attention to. You know, but you control that. But you control
healthy.
You control that. I think that you have real impact on that, because, I mean, you you have to take care of yourself. If you wanted to continue pitching or playing, you have to take care of yourself. So that I don't think will be an issue.
Well, I see you mow in your head like either you have that passion or you don't. There's no like.
There's no in between. Right? It's not in because if you're in between there, you will be miserable. You will be miserable. So therefore, I don't think it's gray. It's white or black. You know what I mean? It's you have it or you don't.
I mean, they've been good. You've earned this, but like you know, passion. If it's like few reports, whatever reports, that's fine. You know, you're not getting on any buses to go on road games this spring. Like they, you know, there are things that make it a little bit like not easier, but like you know, they give you.
You know, yeah, but you earn that respect. You know right. what I mean? You earn that respect and you give everything that you have.
Right.
You know, that's what I have done. And it's not a talk about myself, but it's just, that's what I had done all my career, you know. And if I need a time to do something, it's not because I wanted to do it. It's because I know that I need to do it. But the rest, you know, I'm here. I'm here and ready to work.
There are a lot of people who say it's not the idea of playing that they don't want to do, it's getting ready to play, all the work that goes into it. Is that still enjoyable for you?
Oh yeah, even though it's harder. Yeah. Even though it's getting harder and harder, but it's a challenge. It's a challenge and that's what you want to do. You know, because again, you've been motivated by your passion. You know, and all the passion will create is just go through the pains, go through the troubles, go through the sorrows, go through everything. During the season, baseball, because as you guys know, we go when I talk about sorrows, you lose member of your family, you know, you don't want to go through that, but it's during the season, as things happen, you know, the good times, the bad times, and that's the only motivation besides God, is that drive, that passion that you have for the game. Otherwise, you stay home. You know, because money is not the issue. No, just go and stay with your family.
What part of it's getting harder for you, physically or the separation from the family?
Well, the separation from the family is definitely is hard. It gets hard and hard.